This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, we're back, or we're on, or we're here.
We are here today. Hello, everyone.
Hello, let me just take this down a little bit because that's a little bit loud.
It was a little loud.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Listen, here's what we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to do this, and then we're going to come right back.
Okay.
This is from you.
My
to
boo.
Me.
No. It's a challenge, yo.
Oh, all right. Here we go then.
The Running Man Challenge.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise when Candace brought me that song because it takes me all the way back to the 1990s. And this is how we used to do back in the day. We would say that was so, so deaf with my boo.
Oh my goodness, I wish you guys were in studio with us. We just had a dance off.
A little bit out of breath.
And we are going to post the dance off next week. It was so much fun. And I'm the last man standing, clearly.
It was at the time, but breathe. Now I'm like, I think I'm going to, I need to call an ambulance. But remember, I was dancing to that in the 90s, like, you know, 25
so it took
years
you
ago.
Way back. I could see. You almost got into the splits.
Okay, you talk for a while with us.
Yes. I'm actually so excited to be here. I can't believe we're almost like into the weekend now. Hey?
That's true, eh?
I can't believe it. This week kind of ran by me.
This weekend for me, we have a men's conference, church.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'll be busy with Friday,
yeah,
as well as Saturday, and then I've got my nephew's. I think he's turning
You're
five.
You're still breathing heavy.
Yes, I am. I'm unfit. I'm not like you, Candy. I don't go to the gym every single day. Okay, I'm not getting ready for a zombie
apocalypse.
Apocalypse. Well, it's not going to happen.
If we were, you'd be like, you know, the one that's behind. We would have to cut you loose.
No. I would trip somebody. That's what I would do.
Yeah, no.
I play dirty. I would trip somebody and then jump on their knee so they can't run anymore.
That is just savage. That is savage. It's like you're supposed to be fair. And like,
hell no, who said that?
May the strongest amongst us win so that we may go and create a super race. We can't.
Well, clearly I'm one of the strongest. You want my kids. They will help you figure this out.
Mentally.
Yes.
We need physical strength.
I don't worry. Don't worry. You don't need that. Don't worry. A zombie can bite through muscles.
That is so true.
Okay, so how do you get your hands on this song?
Hey, no, because it's on Instagram. It's on Facebook everywhere. And basically, it's called the Running Man Challenge. And people,
oh, so they're using this. Because that's what we were running man to back in the day, you know.
Yeah, and we're running man today too.
All right, cool. Well, you know, you gotta,
so much fun, right?
I gotta see your running man again now.
Yeah, I think it's,
I can't
pretty
wait
amazing.
To show everyone your running man.
He says I dance like a white person. And I don't even know what that means.
No, I think the words I used, I think you're misquoting me. I think the words I used were you dance like a white girl.
I think you're just jealous because I beat you in that dance-off because I still had strength. I was still like going. I was like, what?
No, it's not about the length of the dance-off and what was happening in the dance-off.
No, because someone even came in and asked you if you were okay because like I was like annihilating you.
That was the second time I was doing it. I did it the first time because you were doing the running man. I was like, what is that? What do you call it? Let me show you a running man. Like,
you know what, guys?
Come on.
We'll actually put it on Twitter and
we're
Instagram.
Put it now.
Yes.
Before the end of the show. We're
before the
it.
End of the show, mm-hmm. We'll put it on and you guys can vote. Like, I think I'm a pretty amazing running man dancer.
I know all your male fans, your male admirers will be like, you win, even if you dance
you
like,
are just conceding defeat right now.
Like even if you dance with a kid, like a kid with polio, they'd probably did we get rid of that, by the way? Did we eradicate that disease?
I hope so.
So we can make fun of it.
Oh no, I don't
no,
know.
No, we can't.
Let's just be on the safe side.
Let's be on the safe side. But we're not making fun of people with the disease. We're just making fun of the disease itself. We should have eradicated by now. In fact, I'm going to do this. We're going to play this again. Because I just love it so much. I love this song, you know?
I can tell.
My relationship goals were based on this song.
What?
I'm telling you, I just wanted to be able to call someone my boo.
My boo.
Growing up. Just like... Can I call you my boo?
And then do the running man while you were asking them out.
You know, were you there?
I feel like
were
I
you
was
taking videos.
No, yeah.
That's what like, was up.
like from heaven. I was just looking down, like, yeah.
Dude, you missed out, hey? You would have loved it. I think that was your time.
You know what? If guys actually asked me out doing the Running Man, I think I'd be more likely to say yes.
Okay, but you know what?
If I was walking like in a random place, yeah. You don't know me. No.
Don't do it at airports.
Like,
in
no,
a queue
anywhere.
For like, Krispy Kreme donuts.
Exactly. Like, and then you just break out. I'd be so happy. I'd say yes just because.
All right, I know there are a lot of you guys out there who've seen Candy and you've always wanted an in. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to show you a proper running man and then try that later, okay? I encourage you. In fact, I want you to do it. Because I think she's just saying
so
that now out of the excitement of hearing this song herself. I don't think she means it, but let's see if she does.
I guarantee you a yes.
Yeah, I know.
If you do the Running Man and you ask me out
okay.
to the song and you have like your little backup person playing you the music, I am yes.
Me,
yes,
I'm
yes.
like, guys, I want you to prove that what she's saying today is truthful. Because I am not sure if she's just making promises because it's election time.
I'm learning from the best.
So be
careful.
No,
but I deliver on my promises, mm-hmm. people. Don't worry. Ask me out, do the Running Man, have a backup dancer there.
And then we'll see. Okay, so yes. Today we're going to talk about quite a number of things.
Yes.
But your latest blog came out.
Oh, yeah.
I read two of them, though, so I wasn't sure. Like, there was a late one, and then there was a later one.
Okay, well, the latest one is mm-hmm. about the luck. I'm not lucky, I'm persistent.
That's true.
That's the one I wrote. And then the one before that, I think, is To All the Men I Could Have Loved, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the other one.
There was something there, though, that
caught your eye.
That caught my eye. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was in that To All the Men You Could Have Loved.
It was probably in the I'm Not Lucky, I'm Persistent.
Yeah, it was probably that one, hey?
Mm-hmm. What caught your eye?
I don't know, really.
Oh, my goodness.
No, hang on. But what caught my eye is yes. just like, actually, yeah, here it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said something about how people think, you know, you've come out of nowhere, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, like, you just made it, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then forget, like, all the stuff that you did before so that when this happened, it would seem like you're already part of,
yeah.
like, the industry and part of everything that you're doing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of people, I think, sometimes think that, either you get into it and you're really crap in the beginning.
Yes.
And then for years, we're just waiting for you to get better at this.
Yeah.
Or like what you did. What's happening?
It's the aircon.
Oh, it's kicking in. Okay. Or like what you did, where it's like you spent years preparing so that when that break came, that opportunity, yes. it was like, oh.
I'm ready.
You're so lucky. It's like an overnight thing.
Pretty much. Mm. And I think everyone, you know, experiences this. I think there's an anomaly of people in the world that are just fortunate that, mm-hmm. you know, they wake up and things just happen for them. But for most of the population and for most of us, there's a lot of work that goes behind
Personally,
the scenes.
I've never met those people. I just
Me neither.
Add,
Me
I've
neither.
Never met them. I know
I,
they exist.
I hear they're there.
I've just never met them.
Like Donald Trump, you know, he was born to a rich family. He lost a lot of money. He rebuilt. You know, but that's still not luck.
Well, his father gave him a small loan of $1 million in 1970 something when he started out.
Yeah.
Which is probably the equivalent of like a billion rands now. But it's, like you said, it was a small loan.
Yeah, smallish.
Smallish,
I guess,
no?
It's small to him, right?
You know, I'm just looking at our picture here that you took of us
yes.
Before the show, and I'm lying down.
Are my shoes in there?
Your shoes
I've
are
been
in there.
Dying to.
And I'm like, you know, I'm handsome even when I'm lying down.
Oh, my goodness. And here I was thinking my shoes were going to get some shine. Okay.
Your shoes are great, by the way. No, but seriously, though, yeah. Like, you do a lot of stuff to prepare, right?
You do.
You've done a lot of stuff to prepare.
Uh-huh.
I know that you're a voracious reader.
I am.
How many books a week do you try and get through?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it depends, because now I'm studying for exams.
Yeah.
So I haven't been reading as much. But I mean, you know, it depends. I don't, like, aim for a certain amount of books per week.
Okay.
But I read a lot of books. You know, when
you
I've
enjoy
got
it, right? It's
I
not
love
just
it.
Because you want to be, like, clever
okay,
or cleverer.
There's some books you read because you have to, you know,
right.
because you understand that the content in that book might, you know, serve you well. And then there's certain books that you read, like The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I found extremely excruciating to read.
Oh, really?
I was just
I quite
like,
enjoyed
wow.
it.
No, I found it difficult to read. But I read it and I finished okay. it and because I wanted to be a highly effective person.
Yeah. And?
And I am.
Did it help? Was it the book helped or the book just said what you're already doing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because sometimes you pick up a book and you're like, I really need to know this.
I need to.
And all that happens is you realize, I've been doing this all along.
But it's always good to know from other people that you're on the right track.
That's true. That's true. What other books did you find that were really helpful? Not like this one, but where you like...
Outliers.
You were surprised. Oh, yes.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Anything by Malcolm Gladwell. I just like whatever he writes.
Yeah, he's got quite, you know, a view on life. Mm. And that's very interesting. The one thing about Outliers, though, is the 10,000 rule. The 10,000
hours?
Hours, yes. Yeah. That he says that you have to, if you want to be an expert at something, you've
got
to...
You want to be called an expert.
A master, yes.
A master, you've got to get 10,000 hours.
You've got to put 10,000 hours
into
that
craft. And
that's
not the studying of it. That's actually the doing of it.
Application. Hey? Mm. And that's like in everyday life, you know. Okay, and I think a lot of us...
How many thousands of hours?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey? I can't say I've been keeping a log. Like past me doesn't know.
Okay. All right. No, that's true, though. I mean, yeah. I find that... there comes a point when it just becomes a little bit easier. It just becomes second nature. Mm. There's some things that I do that I realize, and that's in what I do, where it looks like it's easy and feels to me like it's easy now. But it's because like those 10,000 hours have been put in there years and years ago. Mm. And then when you do it, it's like, oh, yeah, this is kind of what I do.
That's it.
But it's important to tell other people who are starting out and they want to do it that, you know, you might sometimes feel like you're not quite there yet, but just keep working at it and you will get there.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about that. And I think that's important because sometimes people fall by the wayside, not because they're not good at what they do, but they haven't put in those 10,000 hours yet. They're keen to, but no one is encouraging them.
I think as well, though, you need to learn how not to take no for an answer because I think... I've been rejected so many times. Now it's just second nature. Like you reject me, I'm just like, okay, chilled. I'll be back next week.
Yeah, that's like me. Actually.
And you're just mad right now, but I'll be back.
Because you tried that last week as well. And I was like, whatever. Like, I put in 20,000 hours of rejection.
No, but that's it. Yeah, you know, you have to keep taking the rejection as just a step forward.
In fact, you have to get to a point where rejection is nothing.
It's like, actually the first point of entry into any industry. You first get the rejection, and then they bound to crack at one point and you're like, okay, especially in careers where it's really excruciating to get into.
Then you get in, you're like, why did I work so hard at this? If I just stayed in accounting, I'd probably be second to the CEO by now.
Probably not, but
probably not. You don't think so? I could have been like just before the CEO of like NetBank or something.
I don't know. I mean, I'd
probably be like lost in terms of I'd be so depressed. I'd be like an alcoholic.
Maybe.
But it doesn't matter.
It so matters. Like, I feel, you know, it's so, when you set your sights on something, a goal and an objective, and especially career-wise, because our careers take up so much time in our lives.
Yeah.
I think that is extremely important to work at, you know, because it's not just some idle dream or, you know, I think right now I might just want to do something, Yana. You know, you have to put in that work and persist.
That's true.
You know,
but here's the thing, right? A lot of people believe that when you make it and you are ready, I mean, you've taken pretty good care of yourself. You work out every day.
Mm-hmm.
You try to eat the right food and blah, 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 on and on.
Yeah.
And, you know, people look at you and they're like, she looks amazing. Some of them won't put it like that because we don't always like to say things like that about people. Sometimes you might say, who the hell does she think she is? Bitch. Coming out here looking nice and shit. Doesn't she see my husband's looking at her? You know, that's how we talk sometimes.
So sad, but yes.
It is sad. It is sad. And that's what I want to talk about, really.
Yes.
Like, when people try to be positive and they try to do the best that they can, someone always has something negative to say. And that, a lot of the times, it irritates me. Mm. And it's always very easy to say that to, especially... black women in the public eye,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that you're going to get more and more. If you thought you'd had the worst, there's still more to come.
Yay.
And something about your blog as well that really touched me was when you came out into the public eye, it was really about Eugene de Kock.
It was.
And how you had decided to forgive him. Was it something that, was it just a decision that you're taking by yourself, or was it your whole family?
No, it was definitely a family decision.
Oh, okay.
I think what happened though was, because I put it on as a Facebook status. But at the time when I put it on as a Facebook status, it was, I had less than about 500 friends on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And my post had been getting like 2-3 likes. So in my mind, it was just like a diary entry so that one day I can look back at this and be like, oh, that was the day. You know, so,
you weren't trying to tell the world.
No, I wasn't trying to tell anyone really. I just thought to myself, you know, I need to share this experience with just one person. And I did. And it, of course, went viral. And then it went, you know, crazy media attention and everything. So that's how I wound up here, sort of.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, you got a lot of flack for it.
Oh, yeah.
And to be honest with you, when I first heard about it and I hadn't seen your face, it's going to sound so shallow. And I'm sorry for being such a uselessly shallow man. Please forgive me.
Okay.
I'm saying that before I even say what I'm going to say, okay?
Yes, okay.
I really didn't think you were attractive. I really thought like that's something like, of course you forgive, darling, of course. Like you probably need to forgive because...
Oh, my God. Because forgiving is not an attractive person sport, huh?
I don't know. I mean, maybe that shows a lot about my own personal prejudice. But I really do think, though, that...
Oh,
that,
so
that,
when you read the headlines, in other words, you were like, obviously, is that what you're saying?
It's just not something that good-looking women do easily. And I say that because, like, guys do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like Jeremy, we're like, ah, you know what, it's fine. Let's just get over it. But, like, good-looking chicks are always like, no.
Wow.
No. And I was like, there's no way.
Maybe my good-lookingness should be put into question then. Maybe
we
have to deceive people.
Maybe we should do a poll.
Oh, my gosh, no.
And find out. But really, that's what I thought. But you did get a lot of flack for it.
I did.
Which is strange because you'd think that a lot of people would be like, okay, I might not understand why you're doing this. I personally wouldn't have done it. Especially if it's not... Like, you didn't get flack from people who necessarily went through the same experience or affected by this man.
Mm.
From randoms.
Oh, yeah.
Guys who were like, listen, I wasn't even born during apartheid.
Yes.
But how dare you
forgive
this guy?
No, it was really... I mean, the first time I did the interview, I realized very quickly that... You know, I'm going to have to toughen up. And I'm going to have to toughen up real quick. And so I'm someone who lives with conviction and I'm incredibly stubborn anyway.
Okay.
So I was just like, okay, bring it.
Oh,
you
know? You're like,
my family was more affected by it because I can let it roll off my back. I'm like a duck. I'm just, I don't know you. The fact that you've got time to be criticizing me online tells me about how much of a life you've got.
That takes a lot of work. Yeah. Like first
so
I have to find your
sorry
post
for you.
Because maybe someone told me about it. Who?
Yes.
And then I'm trying to find, and I'm spelling it wrong.
Yes.
K-A-N dice. No, man. Or how do you spell that name again? Yeah, okay. No, I'm trying. It's the fourth time now, and it's not going.
Exactly. So the amount of energy that you put into that tells me that you're probably lacking a lot in your life. So I feel sorry for you. But besides that, I always think to myself, you know, I just thought to myself, especially at that time, that, okay, not everyone's going to agree. It's such a big political thing.
Yeah.
But I wasn't affected.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't really affected personally, but obviously I could read the things people were saying, and there were some vile things. People were saying they wish I'd die, and
oh my god,
you know, yeah.
So for forgiving somebody, which is totally your choice, and it's a choice that helps you
move forward.
Mm-hmm. Someone wishes that you would die. Someone who hasn't experienced what you've experienced.
Oh, that was mild. That was like one of the mild ones. I think people called me an F and H. Yeah, yeah.
But then I want to understand something. Like apart from, like, we don't have to get into what they called you.
Yeah.
You realized that this forgiveness thing was actually a very selfish act, right?
Oh yeah.
It was a way for you to move on and not be stuck in something that would actually mess up the rest of your 20 something years on this earth. How do people think that their lives are going to be affected by saying these sort of things? Do they think it's just a once-off thing? I'll just say this. I don't care how I feel right now.
Yeah.
One day I'll be over it and this person will just be okay with it.
Can I?
You know,
yeah.
10 years from now.
Can I tell you my theory? I think that social media has desensitized us to one another.
Okay.
People sit behind a computer screen and they take away the fact that you might be a human being with feelings. So they type whatever they feel they can type and they say all these cruel things because there's no accountability, really. I think that's what kills us. You know, that they think
they
that you can't
think
find
there's
that
no
egg.
Accountability.
Yes, you can't find the egg and, you know, on
and
Twitter.
It's always the egg.
It's always the egg that will insult you the most.
You didn't even bother to go and put your own profile picture. A little bit of a short profile. What it is that you do, we don't even know you do.
Yeah.
Even if, or chick, I find that the people who insult me the most, I'm like, who are you again? And what are you doing with your life?
That's the thing. But even the people with profiles, what I thought to myself was, you know, if you saw me walking on the side of the road or you saw me wherever, would you have the, you know, the guts to come to me and actually say the things you just typed?
I'm like, they wouldn't.
And that's it, you know, and that's the saddest part.
Sometimes I like challenge you to do it. I'm like, just
no, when you see me next time, just please.
Please, just mention that you are that guy.
Yes.
Or that girl, so that we can duke it out.
And that's the thing, right?
So I can kick your ass.
This anonymous thing that social media has allowed us to have is ridiculous.
It's
made us incredibly... What? A jewel?
No, hang on. Finish this, man. I want, because you have that thing, you know? You're so mature and you speak well. When you're finished, I want you to speak well. Finish. You're the voice of the New South Africa.
Look, it just desensitized us. I think that's it.
That's
yes.
It. Can I make it? Can I put it how it is?
Go.
I'd like to find those people and see them in the streets and kick their ass.
What? Wow.
Let's just do it. Let's do it, ghetto.
No. I don't want to kick anyone's ass. I'm just putting it
out
there.
I really do, though.
Boxing, though. If someone 18. Had to challenge me, I'm just saying that I do know how to defend myself.
To a duel to the death?
I don't want to be dueled at all.
I'm just like, are you that little motherfucker who wrote this?
Oh, wow.
Are you that little bitch who wrote this? Okay,
no.
Let's go at it.
You
let's
see,
go.
No.
No?
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm all for, like, handle your business the way you want to handle your business. I'm just not going to entertain you at your level, you know?
Why do you always make me sober up, Candy?
No.
I wanted to go down there. I wanted to go down that dark, slippery road. And you're bringing me back. Like, now I have to be decent and I have to think about this. Think about your actions.
But, you know, what's that saying about the pig? When you wrestle a pig, the pig enjoys it and you get dirty. So...
Oh,
you know,
I didn't know that. I just thought like pigs don't eat or shouldn't eat cake. Like there's a closet saying that says "Iaku aiki e pudding."
What does? I'm sure that's not what it says.
No, it's exactly what it says. Iaku aiki e pudding.
Oh, okay. What does it mean?
Like you're wasting pudding by giving it to a pig, because whether you give a pig pudding, you give a pig.
But I'm confused.
A bucket of gruel. It's the same thing to a pig. A pig doesn't care.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess it's not the same as what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not at all.
At all.
That's how I was like, I really
don't throw pearls. It's like the same thing as don't throw pearls to swine. That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's got nothing to do with what I'm saying, but it's okay.
Look, today I'm not at the top of my game. It's not a good day to write that IQ test. But I can assure you. I can assure you.
Yes.
That
you could still take on someone in a duel.
In a duel of the mind or a duel of the fists. Or we could do a shooting duel as well.
Why don't you guys just take it back to old school?
Do like
a breakdancing duel.
Pistols
like,
dawn.
No.
I'm a little bit older for breakdancing. But if they got me like when I was 25.
No, but we can't go back.
I want pistols at dawn. Pistols at dawn. See how good a shooter that other person is.
No. Just like non-violence, you know?
It's not violent. Someone's just getting shot.
That doesn't sound violent at all.
No, not at all. Or a sword fight.
That's the thing. But you know, it's funny. These people sometimes, I think, do it because they want to feel relevant. So they say these things to feel relevant in the current climate. So for me, the best thing that News 24, I think. Yes, it was News 24.
Yeah. When it stopped the comments.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to go to the person who closed it down and say thank you so much for having some common sense and human decency. You know,
it wasn't helping, hey?
People were awful.
I used to read
absolutely
that
disgusting.
And then I would feel really down for the rest of the day.
That's
like,
because you're like, is this,
am I sharing a country with these people?
Is this it?
Yeah.
You know, like,
can we drown them?
Are these the people? You know.
But can we do that? Can we sign into legislation where we just like, okay, you said some stupid shit, we're going to drown you.
No, we're going to drown you.
And we're not going to drown you in very deep water. We're going to like, you know those, remember those old tubs
that they
had in the township where they'd wash?
Oh, yes.
And they'd wash, like the iron ones, the aluminium ones. We'd drown you in one of those.
I don't know if drowning would help. Like,
Why am I having these evil thoughts today?
I know. I'm like, wow, okay.
You didn't know that I was like this.
I didn't. I'm actually scared now. But what I am thinking is, why don't people, just generally, we should have some sort of a law that protects anyone really from online comments and online bullying and you know, vile, vile things that people say.
I like what Mark Mapori says. He's just written in and he says, there were people on Cliff Central a while ago who wanted to start a show on TV where they look for trolls and get the trolls to come face to face with the person they were trolling. I think it would make for great TV.
I
agree with you,
amazing.
Mark Mapori. I think it would be a great television.
I would love it. Oh my God. That would be so amazing.
Especially, you know, there's some trolls, right? Who go out after people. And there's some people that you really shouldn't be trolling. You know, like some rough people out there.
No, but
you're like, if that guy catches you.
Right. But I just think the embarrassment of being caught trolling, like, because you deep down know the reason you are trolling is because you think you can get away with it. Now you're being called out on it. And
they just put you there. And then they give you a biog. So this is what you've done with your life. Like your whole thing. Like they find, like the same thing that you're trying to put out there.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, this is the person that you trolled, right?
Mm-hmm.
You trolled Oprah or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Oprah's done this. She's built a school for 100 million. Mm-hmm. She comes from this background, blah, blah.
Yes.
And then here's you. You know, we all, like, we've spoken to 10 people who know you and they all say you're a hoe.
Oh my God.
In fact, we've got the last 10 guys, you know, that sort of thing. Or the last 10 girls
that
you had one night stands with. We've got your dealer here with us, who's going to tell us about how many times you go and buy your drugs or whatever it is that you do.
Oh my gosh.
And then now we're like, so what do you want to tell us? When you wrote that thing, were you high at the time or
no,
what was going on?
I don't even think you'd need to stoop down to character assassination. I think just the mere embarrassment of being called out on your disgusting behavior is enough.
Sit here and tell us what your problem is.
No, not even. The fact that, okay, now I'm face to face with you, say it, you know. Let's see
but
if you're just as brave
are so,
and brazen.
Yeah, but some people can even be more brazen because they would like it to get to physical violence.
No, though. I think it shakes up people. Like when you call them out, people tend to be shaken up by the fact that you are standing up for yourself and you're saying, oh, that was so nice what you said to me online.
Yeah.
Would you care to say that again? You know, because
I
find that sometimes kindness is the best revenge. Because when you treat them with kindness, they feel even worse.
I'm trying to look for trolls in this past week that I
don't call them
stuff
out by name, though. Don't
Why
do
not?
That.
They were brave enough to. Woo. There are people who follow me sometimes that I'm like, wow. Like, why? Wow. These are my people. Candace, these are people that follow me. Okay.
Yes.
This is like, wow.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No. But that's not like a legit page, though.
There are some people out there. Thank you for following me. Thank you for putting your pictures out there. Thank you for sending me the DMs that you send me sometimes. I love you guys, and girls especially.
Wow.
I'm just showing Candace some of the talent that is sent my way. More than anything, just to like let her know that, listen, you know, there's people out there, Candace.
But those people are fake. You can clearly see that's a fake page.
This is not a fake person, though.
Yeah, but it's not the person you're speaking to. So you would get catfished so easily. Have you seen Catfish?
No, what is Catfish about? Okay, you told me about that.
Yeah, so Catfish is a show on MTV. And basically what happens is people fall in love with these alter egos that they, you know, that they meet online.
So you think you're falling in love with a person,
exactly.
But it's someone
totally
different.
So they
totally
send you pictures, whatever. So then people write into Catfish to meet this person because there's always some story about why this person couldn't meet. And then finally when they meet, really, I think I've only seen one Catfish episode where the person was actually the person. Everyone else, it's all, they're using like someone else's pictures, they're using a neighbor's pictures, they're using... See, so
why is that got to be about me? Like you're
saying, I'm just saying,
you're
you get catfished because
like,
you'd be so fooled by like the one picture that you see.
Because
you need to ask for evidence, like be investigated, be
people,
a woman.
People who would send me that sort of stuff are not. There are no hot people who would send me stuff like that. Is that what you're saying?
Probably not. Oh, the only reason I'm saying that is that really attractive people don't need to stoop down to that level to, you know, try and lure you in.
You don't
in
know really attractive
with,
people.
Okay. Well, find
like
me.
I know.
Okay, please get me someone who went down in your DM and we'll have them in studio and interview them.
No, but I told
they'll
you
be
about
anonymous.
That one.
No,
they'll
you
saw the picture.
I
that
did.
One.
But they'll be anonymous. We'll have them in studio and we can interview their frame of mind. And what? If they're really attractive in person, that's what I want
to
know.
We
if
need
it's
to
the real
them?
Person.
Why do we if we prove that's the same person?
Well, we can't bring them out here for no reason, so we might as well speak to them.
The whole point is we're just gonna look at them and say, okay, here you are, you actually are attractive. Can
okay,
you
look,
see? You're
I wouldn't drive anywhere to just be proved to be attractive. Like,
oh, really?
Give me some airtime, give me something.
So you wouldn't drive somewhere for someone to say, yeah, you're right. She's yeah.
No,
she's,
that would
she's
be awful.
Lookout. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
No.
Bye.
Be like, what the F? Was this Miss South Africa? Like,
yeah,
the
yeah,
preliminaries?
Yeah.
What is this?
What is this? And would you enter Miss South Africa, though?
Never.
Why?
Oh, gosh. I said that with such...
I know. That
oh,
was
my
a,
goodness.
That was a very strong never.
No. I think it's a great idea.
The people who do? Mm-hmm.
No, I think the people who do it, it works out well for them and it's wonderful.
Why wouldn't you enter?
There are a number of reasons I wouldn't answer, because I don't really believe in the philosophy, because I haven't seen any Miss South Africas. In my opinion, don't shoot me or burn me. In my opinion, I've never seen a Miss South Africa that's gone on to do anything greater than where they were, except Asitsana, because she was also in the 94, so she capitalized on that.
Yeah, yeah, she
but
was like the first
yes,
black Miss South Africa.
That's it. So she really capitalized on
and
that,
Joanne
which is brilliant.
Strauss?
Joanne Strauss is great, but she's a media personality. You know, she went into media. Mm-hmm. It was just a smooth transition. It wasn't... I haven't seen anyone else going
Augustine.
Out of their way to be... You see, I don't even know who that is. You're about to say the whole thing. I don't even know. I didn't even know we had an
time,
Augustine.
But there was an Augustine? Like,
no, but you know what? I feel like a lot of my South Africans... Oh, goodness. You guys are going
to
kill me.
No.
I feel that a lot of
opinion.
Them... Mm-hmm. Haven't
a lot of them haven't really, but
haven't
think,
really done anything after Miss South Africa except either
I think
Beyonce
South Africa
or,
after you know the end of the 90s just became
yes.
another thing, right?
There was an Indian Miss South Africa, what's her name? And she was my
Krishni.
Yes, Krishni Naika.
Krishni Naika, yeah.
And she was my favorite, and that was pretty much the last Miss South Africa I saw. No, Nicole Flint is beautiful.
You know, Krishni went on to a great career at Netcare.
Yes, she did something else, and there's also
she's now I think not an MD, but I think she's head of marketing at Netcare.
Okay, yeah. No, but you know, I think
and Augustine
no.
is I think she's at Bowman Gilfillan.
Okay.
She's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a partner at one of these big law firms.
You see, but that's all pre 1990 something.
That's pre
2000
something.
Yeah, pre 2000 something. Mm-hmm. Whereas all the Miss South Africans have been quite beautiful. But I mean, you know.
I think pageantry in this country has gone down, because at
globally,
the end of the day, it's like we kind of woke up one day and we decided, what is the point of being a Miss South Africa, a Miss World, or anything like
yeah.
that?
There was a lot of fanfare back in the day.
There was, you know? Quite a bit. And also because I think feminists also killed it for the other girls, I'm sorry to say it. And then like we said, okay, if the feminists don't want it, then we don't want it either.
No, but I also
but
think
it's not fair.
No,
like
look,
if you're hot and you've got a bit of a brain, why not like take it to another level?
But that's the thing, it's not an educational bursary. Let's not lie to ourselves, you know. That was the lie
it's
we've been
sold.
It's
a life bursary.
No, it's
you either marry
it's
a rich man.
Exactly. It's an opportunity, because all of a sudden, it's so funny. It's around the world, right? You get a little bit of fame, you get on TV or whatever, you enter Miss South Africa, then there's an affirmation by the world that you are beautiful. And then all of a sudden you become a commodity, you become a prize to be won.
Yes.
But that's all you become. That's pretty much it. So why should you rely on society telling you you're so beautiful, you became a South Africa and people want to take pictures with you because you're apparently the most beautiful woman in the land, when I've seen a lot of I mean, I go to certain places like UJ, I go...
UJ
no,
are hard.
Right? And they don't exactly enter Miss South Africa. So I don't think it's a fair representation of South African
no,
beauty,
but
in
wait,
my opinion.
No, you see, you got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
By entering Miss South Africa and winning, it's like you are so hot. You are competitively hot. You could go into a hot fight or whatever
no,
you
I don't,
call it.
No, there have been Miss South Africas where I don't believe they...
face off.
No, there have been Miss South Africas I believe that were crowned because I guess there was no other competition for that year. But
it was a political decision.
Yes.
We needed an Indian to win this year we needed a white girl to
don't
win.
Don't joke, because that's
girl.
Exactly how it goes. And I remember a lot of people wanted me to enter Miss South Africa, and they gave me advice, and some of the advice was, okay, don't enter this year because it's not a black girl's chance to win this year.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Or enter next
oh,
year because
that what
it's
they told you
yes.
when you entered.
Well, no, I didn't enter when they wanted me to enter. They were like, no, please enter, but don't enter this year because, you know, it's not a black girl's chance to win yet.
Okay.
It's enter next year,
and
whatever.
And last year it was. Like,
yeah, last year,
you wasted time.
Ugh. But last year's one isn't exactly
a
winner for
like,
me.
You're not exactly like, you don't have a baby daddy. And we're not using this, Candy. I think we're really, I'd like to manage you for a year. And you have to do what I tell you.
I don't think I like that very much.
No, you do. You will like it afterwards because we're going to capitalize on the fact that you're a young black woman and you don't have a child.
Oh. Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. Look, I don't know. I'm not one of these women that are out here saying like, oh my gosh, I don't want people to think I'm pretty. No, I'm not saying that, but I don't think that's all I am, you know? And I think
No one's saying that.
No, but I don't want to be that person. I've worked my whole life not being that person. I've been smart.
Listen, do you want to make this money or not?
I do, but I just don't want to be known as just a pretty face.
There are like some Arab billionaires that you could marry for a couple of months and, you know.
And divorce. And then they'd listen to the show and be like, biatch.
Doesn't matter.
She did it.
We're rich now.
No. I don't think.
Money's not everything.
Unlike Blessafind, I don't think that my looks should feed me.
Okay, wait. We got to talk about Blessafind when we come back because some news have come out. If you're on Blessafind, take your profile off now. We're going to go for a quick break. And when we come back, we hope that you've taken your profile off. You, Candy, are on that.
I was.
You know your dark days. I'm so glad I came and saved you. We'll be right back.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July, 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
Okay.
We are back.
We're back. I thought that that ad was interesting. Yeah, that. You know, he's a voiceover artist as well.
Multi-talented.
Very, and he's blonde, which helps as well.
Attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I could manage him.
Okay, let's stop because.
If I did, we'd do a lot of bachelorette parties. I think that's a market that Gareth has not really looked into.
What would he do exactly? Please do inform us.
I would get him to read, I don't know, some financial papers while he strips. Because I think there are a lot of women who are into that sort of thing.
While he reads financial papers, are you sure?
Yeah, because
I think it's his dry humor that makes him attractive. So well, I don't know. I think he'd have to like crack some dry jokes or just pretend like he really does want to be there.
Well, that too. That's why he's reading this financial paper. Because also there's a lot of getting naked. Yeah, there's a lot of women in these law firms, in these accounting firms.
Yes.
In the banks. Yeah. Who are very dry and they have a certain standard of what a man should be. To them, like, a man should be very upstanding.
Yes.
He should, like, not dance. He shouldn't be doing too much shimmy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go for that kind of thing. Okay. So I think there's a market for Gareth. He's either telling dry jokes while reading financial papers and stripping at the same time.
Wow. I think you should probably pitch this to him. You know, let him be a strip. But I think we'd need to interview this first. He'd have to, like, try out.
Oh,
and
really?
Then, me as the woman perspective, I'd have to obviously give my opinion as to what would work, what
really?
Wouldn't.
Is that only because you want to see Gareth naked?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'd want you guys to be really optimal when you're going to market. Okay.
I knew that would end that. Damn it. Don't say those things.
Back to Blessafind.
To my face. Right here. I'm here. You see me. Do I have to get black on you? Do you want that man in the studio?
Next week we might have a whole new show.
Okay, I know that you were dabbling with blesses.
Oh my god. Let's clarify this.
Well, you clarify,
someone decided,
I remember you.
No.
You
someone in studio, and there are only two of us in studio, decided that I should go undercover on Blessafind and find out what it's all about.
Yes.
So first I said, you know, why don't you also do it so that we both go in together?
And what did I say?
And then you were like, no, I can't. You know, you first made it. You said something about it's too complicated or something, and they need your information.
Well, yeah, they needed a lot of personal information, which I thought was like, it wasn't possible.
I think that was just your way of saying going alone. That's what you were trying to do. Like, looking back now, I feel like I was stupid for taking the bullet, especially now that it's getting leaked.
I feel like I just had to work out that way, Candy, because you...
I'm incredibly honest. That's my problem. So I didn't understand that going sort of undercover
on other sites. Keep talking about Tinder.
What? No, but Tinder. No, but I'm not ashamed to be like on Tinder now and again. Like, and it only like I've only been on it like once.
Okay.
You know, and I keep going back to see like the kind of people that are on
I did
there.
Once go on Ashley Madison, but that was
what?
Purely for education. I keep going on those things just for education. I want to see what people get up to.
Obviously.
And I've realized, but here's what I realized, and we're going to get onto the blesser.com thing, but I realized that a lot of people on these sites, like you were saying, right?
Yes.
There aren't a lot of really properly good looking people.
Oh. Like you mean women?
I said it. Wow. I wasn't looking for the men. I don't even know where to find them on these sites. Really, because somehow the men aren't even accessible to me. For some reason.
Oh, wow.
But I looked at it and I was like, they're okay. They're like your average chicks at best.
But they're smart, probably.
No, like, not really.
What?
No.
Did you speak to them?
No, I just looked at their profiles and I was like a little bit disappointed.
Okay, what were you looking to find? What did you think would be on there? Tell me.
I thought there'd be a little bit more humor, a little bit more tongue-in-cheek.
Okay.
Something interesting. Don't tell me I'm an old-fashioned girl. So... You know, you have to wine me and dine me.
On Ashley Madison.
Well, this was another one.
Okay.
I like to
wow,
to
you
do,
really have done your
I like
market
to do,
research.
Like, a wide research.
Okay, okay.
And if I'm only looking for honest men, and if you're here and you're not honest, then don't even bother. And I'm like, but lady, like, most of the guys on this are, like, dishonest. They've got another
pretty
person,
much,
you know?
Pretty much.
So, like, I don't understand. Like, what were you expecting? And the way you put it down like that, it's like, you know, I'm going to be dishonest just for that.
I'm actually going to
reply to you and say, I have never been married. I'm blah, blah, blah. I'd like to get together with you and I'd like to have
a
relationship.
Okay, but on Ashley Madison, I thought that the core foundation of that was the fact that you'd been married or you were married.
Yeah, that was Ashley Madison. But like I said, I don't know
how
these things work.
You're getting all your dating sites confused.
Yeah, I don't know how these things work. But Ashley Madison, to me, was actually, I can't even remember it. I can't remember what happened. But generally, I found that, I don't know, how do you get a date on one of those?
I don't know. I've never been on Ashley Madison or a dating
website. No, man, not necessarily Ashley Madison, like
no,
Tinder,
for
example.
No, I've never been on a dating website. Tinder's like an app, so you just have like a conversation with people. Most people are really incredibly dry and boring. And I'm actually really bad.
Twitter?
Why would I do that on Twitter? Twitter just seems so invasive. Like, you know, at least on Tinder, like, you know, there's a... Like, you both know that, oh, okay, cool, you know, we're looking for romance or love or whatever. But, like, on Twitter, it's just weird. I don't know. There's something about Twitter that's just like, mm-mm.
Okay, anyway.
Yes.
We're going to talk about...
Going down in the DMs.
Blesserfine.com.
Yes.
And apparently a man, a couple of weeks ago, got really upset about the whole thing, and he's a hacker.
Yes.
And he hacked it and he said if they don't take the site down within 48 hours, he was going to put everyone who was on that site... Their mama and so on and so forth.
Their mama has
their mama, everything. Your dog.
You might as well. If you're gonna go in, you might as well go all in.
He was gonna put it. He was gonna put it out there.
And
you know.
Okay, so he's hacked and he's got the profiles of everyone.
Yeah.
And now, how's he gonna? Because I mean, we're not interested in everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but
we're not interested in every single person that's on there. So is it gonna be like you're gonna be able to do a search of a name, type in a name?
I think
and
that's
search?
What it is. Like they did with Ashley Madison. And I was a little bit, at first scared about that, you know, like.
Because you were scared you'd get caught.
Dang, they might put my name out there after they hacked Ashley Madison. Then I realized like nobody was really interested, you know, no one wrote about it, no one said anything.
Yeah, we were just like, meh.
I never got a call. Yeah.
Okay, but you already set up an excuse before, right? You were like, I'm on it for research purposes. So when you found out it got hacked,
yes,
I'm sure you
I
like had a
time.
House meeting.
It's never okay. it's never like something you can just say like, okay,
oh
I need
gosh.
To talk to you about this, it was for research purposes. No, you do that before
you
do the
that.
research.
Okay
you
so,
know what I mean,
and so you were scared but you weren't like that scared.
I was scared and then nothing really happened, then I was like nah, nothing happened.
I got away with it.
Whew.
There was a sigh. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Just like I feel like I've gotten away with the blesser.com find. Imagine I was on there for research purposes.
I don't know, because I was on there and they make it incredibly difficult for you to like get off. And I think they like re-updated the site or something. And I tried to like remove my profile and obviously delete everything and remove it.
Did it work?
So I think so. I hope so. because I don't know if people are going to say like, oh, she was on there for research. I think people just take that and run with it.
Yeah, they're going to just say like she wanted to bless her.
Thank goodness I've got like radio evidence that you sent me undercover. I mean,
are you really
going to
do this every time? Like 10 years from now, are you going to go and find the archive?
Well, I've downloaded it. This is like my evidence. No, I need this in my life. Oh, okay. I can't be that tacky.
You better like put it in the cloud somewhere.
I mean, how tacky can you be? I'm sorry. Like,
because like, what if we all forget that this was for research and we're like, well, you know, I remember at the time Candy was single and, you know, she was on Tinder a lot.
Yeah, that would be very convenient.
And Ashley Madison.
No.
Because I'd mix up this whole story. I'd think of it as if like you said it. Like, I forget, because why would I have been on Ashley Madison? Damn it, I'm a married man, but I know Candy might have been on.
If I remember her correctly.
If I remember her, it was either that or Blessed or Calm Tinder or something else, some other sex site. I can't remember. But she was on a lot of sex sites at the time.
That is absolutely awful because it's so inaccurate. But okay. No,
but that's what people do. That's like how you look at things in hindsight.
Well, we remix according to where we are in life, right?
Yeah.
And how we view the person at that point in our lives. Because you're going to want to discredit the person if you don't get along, and you're going to be like, no, never.
Yeah. We'll be like, thank God she married the pastor. Because I know that her life was going in one direction.
That is probably not
going to
be my life.
Really?
That is probably, I'm not going to be a pastor's wife.
Why not?
Never.
And
because
make
I'm not even
sometimes.
Like fully Christian, so I don't
you're
know how
fully,
that would work.
Like, how does that work? Like,
I'm semi.
Do you believe Jesus almost died for your sins? Or he was just badly injured for your sins? Like, he was just like, he was in ICU for a while for your sins? That's really what it was.
No, I believe in a higher power. And I believe...
Oh, the universe. Like,
believe in a higher power, which I happen to call God. And I really do.
As opposed to, like, calling it what? I mean...
Like Allah or, you know...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I do believe in a God, but I don't necessarily believe in Christianity.
You see, the only thing about Christianity is that God
believe.
Sent us his son to die on a
no,
cross for us.
There are a couple of things in
that's
there.
Christianity. That's
Let's
it.
Not edit the book. There are a couple of things
no,
in
but
the
that's,
Bible.
That's it. That, no, no, the whole Bible is not mm-hmm. Christianity. Christianity is that basis.
No, but the Bible is like a reference guide as to how Christians should conduct their lives, right? And it's also very selective.
How much
so
of this reference guide have you read?
I've read quite a substantial amount.
Is it?
Yes. So I tend to know what I'm talking about. But I know that, you know, there's no winning this. I feel like I'm going to get stoned regardless. You
no.
know, I could bring in facts and I could bring in like scientists. And
I would stone you or someone else would.
No, society would stone me.
I think
they'd be
society
like, yo,
is
already...
Yeah.
So I can't. No, I'm definitely not speaking about religion.
No, but I think that's a very interesting thing, a topic. I think a lot of people read the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And we've all used the Bible for our own purposes.
Yes.
And to defend us. But I think that if you read it regularly and with a certain outlook, you realize that actually it's what else could there be in the world to believe in, honestly? And if you're not believing,
why do we need
like
a guidance point though? Like why? I feel like I respect religions a lot. I'm not religious, but I do respect them because it is so that society can be properly governed, and it is also to create order. I mean, if there was no religion, there wouldn't really be order. You know, so if it gives people that peace of mind and it allows people to live according to a certain structure, then I'm happy with it. I'm like, okay, if that's what y'all need to do to have life going, then I'm good with that.
All societies that have gotten anywhere
mm-hmm.
in terms of civilization mm-hmm. also had an organized religion.
Yes.
Or a system of
but
organized religion.
You see, but religion is a man-made construct. It is not, because none of us can say that God came down and he himself like said, y'all are going to be Christian, y'all are going to be Jews. No, that is not what happened. And we can't
but
say that.
Saying that.
No, but I'm saying because there was no spiritual person who came down and did this, then it is a man-made construct. Religion is man-made and that's okay. I'm good with it.
I'm going to agree with you. Religion is a man-made construct. But Christianity is not a religion.
It's a what?
Relationship with God.
No, Christianity is a religion.
His son,
if we Google Christianity, it would be covered as a religion.
Look,
Buddhism is not a religion. That is a spiritual practice.
There is a people, a lot of them, in fact, in the world,
mm-hmm.
who have made an organized religion. But there was never such a thing as when, if you read the Bible, it wasn't, it's not about that. Christianity is just saying, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and therefore I'm going to heaven.
Can I say something controversial that might get me killed? And it possibly will, and I might regret this later.
Like you do so many things. Yes. Why stop now?
They say that there's a little picture that goes around and it says, you know, when colonialists came down and, you know, into Africa, they handed us the Bible, and while we were still praying, they took our land, and we were left with the Bible, they were left with our land.
So
that's pretty much what happened, because Christianity is not an African per se religion. We were not praying to God, we did not believe in Jesus, we weren't doing that before colonialism came about. So are you saying that God only spoke to white folk and then they came onto the land and they taught us what to do, and then now all of a sudden it's become our thing? You know, so
I think like any form of enlightenment, it goes in circles. This time around, it was what the colonialists had. And yes, they had very bad intentions when they came with it. But just because they had bad intentions about something doesn't mean that the belief system is bad.
What I'm saying is, what were we worshipping before they came along? Because surely Africans were doing other things before
Christianity. We were worshipping our ancestors.
No, well, there were a lot of things that we were doing, you know.
Mostly worshipping ancestors. Then there was also...
No, we can't say because...
The Bushmen... Well, let's not call them that. The Khoisan-speaking people were worshipping the sun and the elements and that sort of thing. So everyone had a different thing. But generally,
but
for us, it was
did.
Our ancestors.
But it's not a religion that necessarily belongs to us in terms of the way it is...
All religions belong to us.
It is related.
Because we're very, like... I'm not going to say religious, we're very spiritual people.
We adopt.
We're very spiritual people.
No, it's adoption. It is not creation. So we do not create it. Because, I mean, look at what's happening around the world. Especially, no, let me not say around the world, in Africa especially. Look at what these pastors are doing. They're taking the very book and they're using it to manipulate, you know, vast amounts of people. I mean, most pastors, and I'm not speaking about Roman Catholic pastors, which the Pope is the richest man in the world, but I will not, I revoke really? That statement.
Is he the richest man in the world?
Probably one of. But.
Does he own the money, or is he just like he's allowed?
The Vatican has got the most money, it's undisclosed.
What do they spend it on? Because like the Pope doesn't roll in Bentleys and Lamborghinis.
Okay, we don't know what they need the money for, but that's not my point.
And it's not like they've got chicks coming over and having pool parties. For me, that is a problem. Like, you have all this money and you're not spending it right, Pope.
Wow.
Give it to me, I'll show you. It would be like that Jay-Z video every day.
That's a problem.
Okay, yeah.
No,
that's
but
probably why I don't have it. Okay, carry
probably
on.
Why.
Carry
now
on.
I even lost my train of thought. Oh, pastors, especially in new religion, because, I mean, we've really changed Christianity as time has gone on. So it went from being the Roman Catholic Church, and then now it's like the Abazelani, what is it? The Baptist. You know, like when you go to church, I mean, I know how to put my preacher voice on. Okay, hold on. Give me a second. And I said, congregation. I said, Jesus. And I said, stand.
Okay, thanks for that. I was starting to get the spirit.
I could see.
I'm glad you stopped, because I was about to give you a really nice offering.
You were just like, you know,
I was like, how much do you need? No, people say that. I think people say that, but I think it's something that is hard to do. I can't take everyone on my personal journey.
Yes.
But I thank God for Jesus, because if it wasn't for Jesus, I don't know where I'd be right now. Yo, I'd be a mess. I mean, I'm already a mess, but can you imagine without Jesus? Like you wouldn't even want to know me. You know what I mean?
That is amazing. That's good. That's good for you. I'm glad that, you know, it functions. It serves its purpose in society. And I feel that if you can have something that you can cement your hopes on and that makes you a better person and that helps you grow, then I'm happy for you. You know, and I think that's what people need in their lives.
I need, you know, I'm not even going to pretend that, you know, I could have done this.
No, look, I pray, I meditate and all that. I'm just not a Christian.
And I'm like, whatever, girl, that works for you. Like, just like whatever works for me, right?
Yeah, as long as you're a good damn person.
Or try to be.
Yeah.
Really, we can try all our best, but we are useless. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
That's why we need Jesus.
To light the way.
No, but anyway, like, we've come to the end of the show.
We
can't really talk about this anymore.
I know.
And I think the most important thing is being allowed to have your own opinion.
Yes, and respectfully.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't talk about religion or politics or whatever else. only because other people, you cannot trust them to allow you to have your own opinion.
Yes.
And for me, I'm like, you can have your own opinion, but for me, I believe if you ain't with Jesus, you're missing out.
Aish.
And on that note, what would you like to say before you go? See, I'm democratic.
I am with God. And I am good.
It's kind of the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. Okay. Jesus and God aren't the same. Okay.
All right, cool. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.